From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today. It is Friday, January 3rd. We made it. Father Andrew Winchell is in the house, Iowa Catholic Radio spiritual advisor. Going to talk about Sunday's gospel. Good morning, Father. Turn his mic on there. There we go. Allison Auth at 7:15. She is the author of the book Baby and Beyond. She's gone through four postpartum experiences she talks about. And now she's passionate about sharing her knowledge and bringing hope to those struggling in their vocation to motherhood, those that have gone through postpartum depression and many other different effects that have taken place. She is, as I said, author through Sophia Institute. We're going to talk to her to help mothers today. If you know a mom maybe that just had a child, or you are a grandmom or a granddad, maybe your daughter or granddaughter just had a child, maybe they're struggling with this, this might be the book for them. Allison Auth at 7:15 today. Gary Zimak at 7:45 wrote a new piece in the Philadelphia, CatholicPhilly.com, the Philadelphia Catholic Philadelphia newspaper, and it was titled "Those Problems Are Only Possibilities." This morning for our monthly segment, we are going to talk about how you can turn your problems this year into possibilities. We'll have Mark Amadeo with your news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selbel. We'll have your Saint of the Day coming up in the second half hour as well. Let's get to it. As we said, live from the Mercy One studio, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, Father Andrew. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
John, today we are going to resolve your New Year's resolutions, continuing from yesterday. You didn't have any yesterday with your moment in the shine on the first day of the show from the new year. So has that changed today?
I have resolved to hold back on creating a New Year's resolution until I speak with Deacon. Well, yeah, I mean, you heard my conversation with Deacon Randy yesterday. So because of that, he said, do not make them. And he's got a whole spiel on this thing. And I said, all right. He said, well, I want to talk to you off air about it. Then we'll do a thing on the radio for it. So I decided then I'm going to hold back. I'll wait until I'm done with him.
Father Andrew, that sounds like our host here has just procrastinated for another couple days.
It's a good excuse.
Even next year.
It's a good excuse.
It is an excuse.
That's
I'll give it that.
What you got to do.
Well, you need to talk to Deacon Randy. I've heard that explanation from him, and it's a good one.
He's not a fan.
I agree. Although, no, he's not. But you have to have a segment dedicated to him sometime.
I think we're going
to
do that coming up. Well, so I want to see what's inside that mind.
Absolutely. Weekend plans is the first weekend of the new year, gentlemen.
I'm giving a talk tonight at St. Pius. So they have a nice event, adoration. I know there's going to be confession, and but that's going to be about 7 o'clock is when that starts. So it's open to anyone that wants to come out. I'm going to share just about 20 minutes, not too long, about how my life has been changed in the faith. So kind of a personal little testimony there. Looking forward to that. Father, what do you got going on?
Mainly masses and Epiphany brunch on Sunday.
Ooh,
after mass,
so. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I'll take some brunch.
An Epiphany brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Mass times are what? It's still 10 o'clock on at Elkhart.
Looks like yes, some visitors now.
Mm-hmm. Just ask. Just a question. Just one.
I know Mark. It's fish fries and breakfast omelets and everything.
Make
Mark
sure
Amadeo
we have a chair for you.
Epiphany. Epiphany brunch.
He doesn't even cook on the weekends.
They do
he
it
just
well
goes. He just finds out what's happening around the diocese and goes.
Takes you know me too bag. Well, John. That yeah. is that is true. There now, for you tonight, you're speaking at St. Pius. Isn't it kind of hard to go back home because that's your home parish, John?
Well, yes. In fact,
prophet is not without honor. That's in his native
that's place. Very true. That's very true. So we'll see what we'll see what transpires tonight. Just no one bring tomatoes or anything like that to throw, but. It's a shorter talk, so I get
they're out of season.
Yes, I get people out of there pretty quick.
I'm sure you do. That'll be interesting. All right. Well, best of luck. Well, let's get right to it this morning. We don't have a bad weekend plan, although today we got a little bit of snow. It looks like it's going to come through. Just a dusting of snow. It's going a little bit further south than what they thought. But right now from WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in the Mercy One studios in Des Moines. Cloudy skies, 31 degrees. Winds are calm right now, but that's all going to change today as we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be much colder. We could see that rain snow mix moving down here to central Iowa. Today's high 37 degrees, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. If you're traveling north, you're going to see accumulations over an inch or two as you get north of Highway 20. Here in central Iowa, we'll have a dusting of snow, and that could cause some slick roads. Be mindful of that. Tonight's light snow will continue. Under an inch accumulation here in central Iowa overnight. Overnight low of 24 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry. High of 36 degrees for your Saturday. Sunday, more of the same. Partly cloudy and a little bit warmer. A high of 44 degrees, but it'll be windier on Sunday as the south winds will move in that warmer temperatures. And next week, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s Monday through Friday next week in the extended forecast with little or no precipitation forecasted. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is urging Major League Baseball to support Iowa's Major League Baseball affiliated teams. Now, Reynolds has written Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred asking him to support the Iowa team, saying those teams play a vital role for communities. Major League Baseball is considering restructuring its minor league program, which could result in a reduction of teams. Now, minor league organizations in Iowa include the cities of Clinton, Burlington, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, and Des Moines. The governor's office says Iowa's minor league teams provide 600 full and part-time jobs, nearly $1 million a year in charitable contributions, and benefit local businesses. The economic impact of losing three Iowa minor league teams would exceed $4 million per year. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, high school wrestling, number 10 Johnson won 10 of 14 matches and defeated Dowling Catholic 48-18 at the Dowling Gym. Yesterday in college football, some of the bowl games that continue. The Birmingham Bowl down in Birmingham, Alabama, number 23 Cincinnati defeated Boston College 38-6. And in the Gator Bowl last night down in Jacksonville, Florida, Tennessee defeated Indiana 23-22. Today it's the Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho, as the Ohio Bobcats take on Nevada Wolfpack, and they'll kick off at 2:30 this afternoon. That'll be televised on ESPN. Yesterday, or rather tonight, women's college basketball. It's the conference openers for both Northern Iowa, Drake, and Iowa State. Here in Des Moines, the Drake Bulldogs host Northern Iowa, and those two teams will tip off at 6 o'clock at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. And the Iowa State women on the road tonight, they open up Big 12 play at undefeated Texas Tech, and that'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off down in Lubbock, Texas, televised on Fox Sports Midwest. Tonight, right here in Des Moines, AHL hockey and USHL hockey as the Iowa Wild are home. Tonight, they take on Rockford. 7 o'clock face-off at Wells Fargo Arena. And in USHL hockey, it's Des Moines Buccaneers at home. They take on Tri-City. They'll also face off at 7 o'clock at Buccaneer Arena. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has high school girls and boys basketball tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll be broadcasting the game between Dowling and Ankeny Centennial. The girls matchup, number 10 Ankeny and number 4 Dowling, they'll tip off at 6:15. And the boys matchup, a top 7 matchup, number 2 Ankeny Centennial taking on number 7 Dowling. We'll have both games from the Dowling Gym tonight. Our pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock. Once again, from the Mercy One studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 31 degrees. And today we'll see mostly cloudy skies, colder temperatures, rain, snow mix possible later on this afternoon and evening. Today's high, 37 degrees. The winds will pick up out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not a bad drive for you. 7 minutes as you're heading in from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well from the East Mixer. No problems to pass along so far. Thanks to BuilderKent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle now with the gospel for this Sunday. It is Epiphany.
That's right. Some guys were joking on a podcast in preparation for this gospel that here these Gentiles are showing up. They're traditionally seen as kings, even though there's no real evidence for that. But nonetheless, they're people who aren't even Jewish, and yet they recognize that something is special here, that this Jesus is Messiah, even though they don't have the background that somebody like his own people would. So they show up asking, well, we're here, but where are your people? So, and indeed, so here they come with, as we recall, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That gold refers to his kingship, frankincense to his divinity, and myrrh to his humanity that he would later suffer and die.
Of course, this all set up from the beginning with Matthew, where he talks about Herod, and Herod's not very happy about this. Of course, he hears the rumblings of what's to transpire, and as we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Innocents the other day, Herod decides to go out and have his men kill the firstborn of every household there. And, of course, you could kind of sense a little bit of paranoia in Herod. I mean, he kind of realized, asking, are you the Messiah? Are you the one that is to come? Where is he? And Herod realizes, I think intuitively, realizes that his kingship is coming to an end.
Yeah, he's very concerned about having his power taken away. He himself was only half Jewish and installed by the Romans to rule over that part of Israel. And he was even notorious for even killing some of his own family members that were so worried that they would usurp his power. And of course, he tries to play it off as if he's playing nice. He tells these Magi that I want to go and do him homage too. And thankfully, they're warned then to not go back that other way, go back the same way that they came through Herod, which is symbolic of once you have this encounter with the Messiah, with Jesus Christ, there's no turning back to the same way that you came. The encounter should be so powerful that we have that profound conversion experience.
And one thing I want to point your attention to, friends, as you reflect on the gospel for this Sunday, is something that's really not mentioned, but just kind of goes along quietly, and I think speaks volumes here, and that is, as Father said, when they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. This is, you know, another opportunity for us to be able to venerate and honor Saint Joseph. Who was it that was leading the way here for Our Lady and Jesus? Who was it that was the chief protector for Our Lady and Jesus? This is, you know, my son's name is Joseph, and I tell him a lot of times, you know, this is your namesake comes from the greatest protector that's ever lived, and he protected the Holy Family. God put him in charge of this, and though his name isn't mentioned here, though we don't hear anything from him in the Gospels, and we know very little about him from the Gospels, we realize something, that he has a prominent role as the protector of Jesus and Our Lady. And so we ask him to protect us and to pray for us. He is the patron saint of all families. He is the patron saint of the universal church. So the church from the beginning has seen him as a very important figure. And I know, again, it's not mentioned, and it's kind of an underrated, I think he's pretty underrated in the Gospels, but nonetheless, someone that we can take on in our lives as well. So just kind of remember that as you listen to Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12 this Sunday. All right, let's get to, going to come to our 7:15 guest, Allison Auth. She's going to be coming up. She's the author of her new book, Baby and Beyond. She's gone through four difficult postpartum experiences, and now she's passionate about sharing her knowledge and bringing hope to those that are also struggling, maybe in their vocation to motherhood as well. So moms, this is for you. If you know, if you have a granddaughter or a daughter that may be struggling in her vocation as a mother, Allison Auth has got a great book. We're going to highlight it right after this. Don't go anywhere, friends. John Leonetti in the morning here on this Friday, January 3rd. I saw Dean yesterday, Dean Bell, and he said the same thing he says to me every time I see him. He says, John, you'd think I wouldn't be so busy. He's excited. He says, it's all you Catholics. Now, Dean's not Catholic. Dean wasn't, not yet. Let me just say that. Now, if he's listening, he's probably laughing. But Dean is a good Christian man. And Dean, this is the first thing he's ever put his name behind, Iowa Catholic Radio, because he realizes the hope that Iowa Catholic Radio is giving to so many people. 30 years roofing, 963-4494. Thank you, Dean Bell, for underwriting this show and all you've done to help us and to support bringing Catholic faith and Iowa Catholic Radio out to the masses. 963-4494.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
What a friend we have in Jesus. He's doing...
Thank you, Blessed Mother International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed Mother International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmotherinternational.org. That's blessedmotherinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dallin Catholic High School basketball, an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumi and Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiandSons.net.
Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Your full range of residential plumbing services right here in Des Moines, Iowa. Just saw one of their trucks the other day. Your household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. Most of us don't know something goes wrong until it actually does. That's why you need trusted plumbers with experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each and every time. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day. She's a writer and blogger, lives in Denver with her husband and four children, but it hasn't always been easy. Having gone through four postpartum experiences, she is now passionate about sharing her knowledge and bringing hope to those struggling in their vocation to motherhood. Author of Baby and Beyond, Allison Auth joins me. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for coming on the show today. Now, when you say postpartum experiences, is there a kind of an array of different experiences? Most people, when they hear postpartum, it's followed by depression.
And that's part of the reason for writing Baby and Beyond, is that there is a range of experiences, and I kind of feel like between the four experiences with the children, I've experienced them all. Some of them I did have postpartum depression with. And others, it was this range of anxiety and even anger, or just unwilling to handle all of the mess. It just became overwhelming at times. And so just trying to recover from all of those mental health issues and the way that it has affected my body, and just trying to recover some muscle strength and be able to stand up straight and heal some of those things. And then how that also impacted my marriage and my spiritual life. It was just a lot of adjustments, especially in a really short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big issues, I know you talk about this, and I think you're dead on with this, is we've really just kind of set our expectations a little bit too high here.
Yes, I think so. It's kind of like you have a six-week postpartum checkup, and they make sure you're not bleeding, and that if you had any incisions, that they're healing nicely, and then they send you on your way. And that's, first of all, not enough time to recover. And second of all, it doesn't recognize that. I really believe that we need to start calling that first year postpartum recovery. It really takes a long time to adjust to all of the changes that happen after a baby is born.
You're pretty open with some of those difficulties. What was the most difficult thing that you've had to deal with in your postpartum experiences?
The most difficult, I would say probably my mental health, just that anxiety that I really found. But I would say that because it seeped into so many other areas.
Hmm.
The anxiety, part of that came from nutrition depletion. So I was not getting enough nutrients to restore my hormone levels, which I think contributed a lot to that anxiety. But that anxiety also made communication and intimacy in my marriage difficult. That anxiety made it difficult to sometimes even leave the house and try to connect with other moms. So it led to some isolation. So that's probably why I would say that was the most difficult.
Have you noticed or seen in your ministry here now of helping people through this that is there kind of a stigma attached to it? Or women think that there's a stigma, or they're embarrassed to be able to share this or even seek help?
I think so. I think some of it is just people aren't talking about it. Mm-hmm. So, and I think maybe they're afraid to. Some of these things are embarrassing to talk about, and so it's really hard to feel like you know someone well enough, or even if you bring up some issues, like I explained in Baby and Beyond, having to go to the doctor multiple times to try to get answers for some of the difficulties I was experiencing, because they're just not really trained in all of the ways to help women who are struggling right now. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping to bring some awareness to realize you're not alone. That's something that I've heard a lot of people who've read the book say. It was just so relatable. It was just really nice to know that I'm not the only one that's struggling with this, because there's so many facets to postpartum life that everybody can relate to somebody else's struggle in one of those areas.
I'm going to go back to one of the things you talked about with vitamins in a second, but for those that may be listening now, or those that know someone maybe that just had a baby that might be struggling with this, how do you get help for something like this?
That's a good question. I think you can read my book is a good place to start.
Sure.
Because what I have found is that I had to look a lot of different places to find these answers. And I thought, somebody should write a book to put all this information in one place. A lot of the books that I read about vitamin deficiency and trying to replenish your hormone levels and how your hormones affect all your various body functions, a lot of those books also talked about Eastern spirituality methods and, you know, meditation and things like that. And I thought, well, we believe in the unity of the body and soul, and it's a very Catholic thing.
Sure.
To you know, keep those united and to heal the body and heal the soul at the same time. So I just thought there should be a Catholic book about postpartum. To my knowledge, I couldn't really find anything. So I think that's a good place to start, is to get an overview of all of the different areas of recovery. And then I do mention some other books that I found that were helpful in my research that could be good for further reading. Talk to your doctors for sure. I think it's important to run a blood panel to find out some basic areas that you can be deficient, like vitamin D is a big one, or vitamin B.
Yeah. Reaching out to people that may need help is something, or reaching out to someone if you need help, I think is something so important in any facet of life, but especially something like this. You mentioned vitamins, sleep and exercise, though, is another thing you talk about when you talk about self-care. Maybe something, again, that kind of goes under the radar. You think, well, I can just go see someone, but you really got to take care of yourself. And some of those aspects, those big ones, like getting enough sleep or going and actually making time to work out, very important.
Yeah, difficult to do, but I'm hoping to find ways that I can share that are easy. You know, like you're going to be going grocery shopping, so how can we make this a workout? Mm. And to find that time, because you don't have that time set apart really, really easily. But I'm not really great at working out. I feel like maybe if people read my book, they'll feel better about themselves, even though that I know that it's important. I also share, you know, how hard it has been. But to realize that I do need to make a little bit of effort to do these practices. I need to make a little bit of effort to take a nap. Maybe, you know, when my husband comes home from work or on the weekend, I can make sure that I give my baby over to my spouse and take a nap, because that's good for, it's important for the fathers to get that quality bonding time in by themselves. And it's important for the mothers to recover. So the more that you can to work that out would really help. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be difficult. It just has to be intentional.
I went to the grocery store yesterday for three things, and I think I walked down 30 aisles to be able to find them. So it was definitely a workout for me.
Got a lot of steps in there.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Friendships. I want to end with this because I think this is so important. Rather than just kind of staying isolated, and I know your spouse is someone you lean on, but I don't think that's enough. I think you need friendships, especially other mothers. I want to encourage people maybe to start maybe a mother group or a book club or something that can help them. And I know you're big on that.
Yes, absolutely. I have seen it transform my life. I don't think I could have written this book without deep friendships with other mothers who have shared similar struggles, to know that I'm not alone, to know that there are safe places to share those hard parts of your life. I really think that those communities should be built on prayer and that spiritual foundation wherever possible, because you are your body and your soul are united, and it's really important to recover both and to heal both and to grow both of those. So I think friendships are necessary. As much as my husband can try, he never can fully understand the experiences my body and my spirit have gone through with birthing and raising babies. And so having at least one friend, I mean, I prayed for years for just one good friend that I could share with, and that really opened my experience after looking at this mom's group over here and being that part of that for a while. We moved, and after a year, God did bless me with two good friends that I was able to start sharing with, and I think that was a big part of my healing and recovery. So I can't recommend it enough to just pray and search, and like you said, if you don't have a mom's group, ask your parish to start one, because we're isolated and we need community. It's so essential.
I'm going to go a step beyond what you just said. I think you, not you, but you listening right now, if you need help or you are looking for that, you start one. Go to your pastor and say, hey, is there something like this in the parish? No? Can I start it? Can I maybe get this thing in the bulletin and get a little bit of that marketing out there and go start it? Because I think there's a lot of women that are in need of something like this, and especially your book. And men, you're not isolated as well. This could be a good book for you to be able to read to understand a little bit of maybe what your wife is or has gone through. Baby and Beyond, Overcoming Those Post-Childbirth Woes is the book. Allison Off from SophiaInstitute.com. You can also go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have this book, they will order it for you. Baby and Beyond, Allison Off. Thank you, Allison, for coming on and writing this book. You really, I think, have tackled a need in the church.
Thank you, John. I appreciate hearing that.
All right. Allison Off, everyone. Good stuff this morning. Coming up in the second half hour, Gary Zimak. We're going to talk about turning your problems into possibilities this next year. Well, this year. He's got a new article in the Catholic Philly, and it's called Those Problems Are Only Possibilities, to help us see kind of how the saints saw life, suffering, difficulties. They didn't see them just as suffering in and of itself, but they saw it as a possibility to grow closer to God. And maybe you are sitting there thinking, well, what are those areas in my life that I can grow closer to God, rather than just complain or ignore? What are those areas, those messy situations or things in my life that I can use that God, I think, is calling us to in a deeper relationship? Gary Zimak coming up in the second half hour. It's Friday, January 3rd. John Leonetti in the morning, friends. Do not go anywhere. I want to thank R&R Realty Group for another year and coming aboard with me here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Iowa's largest commercial real estate owner and developer, and they're right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Since 1985, staff knowledge and experience, buying power, effective vendor management, facility budgeting and accounting, 24-hour service. RRRealty.com. Thank you again for all you've done for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's RRRealty.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. John the Baptist finally experiences closure about the identity of the Christ about whom he's been prophesying. Of course, it comes as a result of not his own doing, but because the Spirit initiated it. At confirmation, that same Spirit, which brings with it the very same obligation and privilege to proclaim the gospel, is bestowed on the confirmandi.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Sons Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Sons Naturescapes at fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given
your saint quote of the day. Have no fear of moving into the unknown. Simply step out fearlessly, knowing that I am with you. Therefore, no harm can befall you. All is very, very well. Do this in complete faith and confidence to Jesus. Pope St. John Paul II. Gary Zimak coming up today, turning your problems into possibilities this year and what that can look like for the entire year, not just now in the beginning, but the entire year, taking all the struggles and difficulties and sufferings that we have and turning them in our minds into possibilities as we turn them spiritually over to God. Looking forward to talking to Gary here on this Friday, January 3rd. Father Andrew Winchell is in the house with us. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
And you've got that big breakfast brunch this weekend that Mark Amadeo is going to be showing up to, right?
Yeah,
right?
Apparently.
All right. Just make sure he's got a seat at the table. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, gentlemen. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Yes, Christmas is indeed not over.
That's correct. And I just kind of want to get a point of reference here. Father Andrew, the Epiphany brunch begins after about what time? Just to get my itinerary clear for Sunday.
Oh, Mass starts at 10, so you're certainly welcome to join us for that. It's a little more important, but and then roughly 11 o'clock, perhaps.
Yeah, depending on the homily, it would be about 11 o'clock, right, Father?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, I know there's my brother's up there in Ankeny, and he has Masses around that time, but I would certainly go to the one at St. Mary's in Elkhart first and then attend the brunch. So, okay.
Just there it is.
Just a point of reference. Thank you for that. And who is presenting this Epiphany brunch, Father
Andrew? Boy, he's making me hungry.
Involved.
He's making me hungry.
Oh, that's the stewardship committee gets credit for that.
Very good. So. Pancakes, omelets, what do we got?
I'm not even sure.
He's
it's
not sure.
Kind of a potluck, maybe.
There you go. I love potluck.
John, I'll get back to you on Monday about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you come and let me know.
I have the reviews and everything.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you guys had a pretty good New Year's and Christmas. Father Andrew, how about everybody up in Elkhart?
Yeah, fairly uneventful.
That's good. Uneventful is good. You don't need to.
Yeah, probably.
I'm with you. I mean, anything uneventful over the New Year's is just fine.
Really been thrown off by what was it, 60 degree Christmas.
Wasn't that crazy?
It was
unbelievable.
It really was. It was awesome.
Did you get the snow fence put up, Father Andrew, or is that still a process up there?
I didn't. Somebody did, though.
No good.
So.
Uh huh. Yeah. That somebody was me for about 9 years when a certain priest was up there every Thanksgiving or Christmas.
There you go.
It was always 2 or 3 feet of snow on the ground. Yeah,
well,
the farm field.
My kids
me.
Were very disappointed that there was no snow on Christmas. Mm-hmm. So no white Christmas this year. We got a little dusting the other day, but not enough to make a snowball, Joseph and Gianna reminded me. So they're still awaiting. They're still awaiting.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, we might get a little bit of that today, at least maybe a little bit here in central Iowa. So you guys have a great weekend, and I know John will talk to you on Monday. And, Father, thanks for the invitation. I might see you on Sunday.
There you go. We'll see you soon.
All right, right now from the Mercy One Studios, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 31 degrees. The winds are calm right now, but that's going to change today as colder temperatures are in store for today. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, colder temperatures, and a rain-snow mix later on this afternoon and evening, a high of 37 degrees here in central Iowa. Northwest winds picking up at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, light snow possible under an inch accumulation here in central Iowa. Higher amounts to the north of Ames and Fort Dodge. Overnight low of 24 degrees. The winds will be picking up out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, blowing that snow around. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer. A high of 36 degrees for your Saturday. Sunday, more of the same. Windy with partly cloudy skies and a high of 44 degrees. And the extended forecast all next week, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s Monday through Friday with little or no precipitation. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is urging Major League Baseball to support Iowa's Major League Baseball affiliated teams. Now, Reynolds has written Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred asking him to support the Iowa team, saying those teams play a vital role for communities. Now, Major League Baseball is considering restructuring its minor league program, which could result in a reduction of teams. Minor league organizations in Iowa include the cities of Clinton, Burlington, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, and Des Moines. The governor's office says Iowa's minor league teams provide 600 full and part-time jobs, nearly $1 million a year in charitable contributions, and benefit local businesses. The economic impact of losing three Iowa minor league teams would exceed $4 million per year. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night in high school wrestling, number 10 Johnston won 10 of 14 matches and defeated Dowling Catholic by the score of 48-18. At the Dowling Gym. Yesterday, the college football bowl season continues. The Birmingham Bowl down in Birmingham, Alabama, and it was number 23 Cincinnati defeating Boston College 38-6. And last night, the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, it was Tennessee defeating Indiana 23-22. Today, it's the Potato Bowl down out in Boise, Idaho. Ohio University takes on Nevada, and that'll be a 2:30 kickoff televised on ESPN this afternoon. Tonight, it's women's college basketball, the conference openers for the Missouri Valley Conference and the Big 12. Right here in Des Moines, the Drake Bulldogs host Northern Iowa, and those are two teams that are battling for first place in that division. 6 o'clock tip-off at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. And the Big 12 women's basketball tonight, Iowa State on the road. They take on undefeated Texas Tech. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock down in Lubbock, Texas, and that'll be televised on Fox Sports Midwest. Tonight, hockey right here in Des Moines, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild at home against Rockford. They'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena. And in Urbandale at Buccaneer Arena, the Des Moines Buccaneers will host Tri-City. They'll also face off at 7 o'clock at Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys basketball tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the 2020 opener, as we'll have Dowling hosting Ankeny Centennial. The girls' game gets underway at 6:15. The boys' game to follow, and all four teams are in the top 10 in their respective classes. So it should be a great matchup, both games. We'll get on the air at 6 o'clock tonight from the Dowling Gym, Dowling hosting Ankeny Centennial. And you can hear both games tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 31 degrees. The winds are calm right now, but that'll change today as we'll have colder weather with northwest winds today at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Today's high, 37 degrees. We could see a rain-snow mix later on this afternoon and evening. Little or no accumulation possible here in central Iowa, but higher amounts north of Fort Dodge are expected. And this has been the Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports for your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show, and coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still not looking bad. Heading in from the West Mixer to downtown. 8 minutes on 235, 7 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown. Thanks to Builder Kent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Kent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, across the centuries, today's feast is a reminder that we have an intimate, first-name basis relationship with our God. Today we celebrate the most holy name of Jesus. This feast originates in the 12th century as a devotion for Cistercian monks. It was based on the teaching of St. Paul, who writes that God the Father gave Christ Jesus, quote, that name that is above every name. In the 15th century, St. Bernardine of Siena began using this feast as a mechanism for solving family and political disputes between states in Italy. The devotion grew, partly because of Franciscan and Dominican preachers, but it also spread even more wildly after the Jesuits began promoting it in the 16th century. In 1721, Pope Innocent XIII extended this feast to the entire church. The IHS we see carved into altars or tabernacles, this comes from this, or maybe you see it embroidered on vestments, is an abbreviation of the holy name of Jesus in Greek. We ask today, St. Bernardine of Siena, to pray for us. Amen. And a big thanks to all of those that underwrite our show here at Iowa Catholic Radio, but also I want to thank Deacon Stephen C. Reed for underwriting our Saint of the Day. Another year with us here, and again, thank you. Experience in wills and estate planning makes it easy on you because he does the work for you for the last 30 years. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. When we come back, Gary Zimak turning those problems into possibilities in this brand new year. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show, offering dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation, digging wells, providing safe sanitary toilets, and more. Faith formation and eternal hope is something that Blessman International prides himself on, bringing that to children, to families all throughout Africa, South Africa. BlessmanInternational.org. Again, thank you for underwriting the show. That's BlessmanInternational.org.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
We are to devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Iowa Catholic Radio is thankful for your prayerful and financial support. Hi, this is Tony Calumet, Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio. I want to thank you for supporting our ministry, connecting people with Christ. I also want to ask if you would support Iowa Catholic Radio with a $30 a month gift. You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or at 515-223-1150. Thank you.
Oh God, you're my deliverer. The one who carries our.
Thanks to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. Passionate about making the outside of a home beautiful and manageable for many years to come. It's officially tree and shrub pruning season. What does that mean? It means between Thanksgiving and St. Valentine's Day, it's time to prune small trees and shrubs. Shaping small trees now prevents large corrective pruning later. 515-493-1060. FiveSunsNaturescapes.com. Let's go to our next guest, last guest of the day. You know him, author, speaker, Gary Zimak joins me. Hello, Gary.
Hey, John. How are you, brother?
Happy New Year, my friend. Now, do you do New Year's resolutions?
You know, for a long time I didn't, but I'm back to doing them again. Sure. Want to hear my New Year's resolution for this year?
Do I ever?
I just have one. Just have one. I want to become more like Jesus, so that when people see me, they see Jesus. John, I got my work cut out for me.
Well, now how do we see? I used to be big on New Year's resolutions. Now I got one of my guests that's kind of talking me out of it. So I listen to him because he's a smart man. But my thought on New Year's resolutions is they have to be specific, and they have to be reachable. So you have to have some kind of goal in there to make that happen. So my next question to you is how. Is this going to take place? What are you going to implement in your life to become more?
John, that's a really good point. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to trust the Holy Spirit to work in me, and then I'm going to try to respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And really, it's going to come from other people. Other people, hopefully, will be able to see Christ in me and see the change in me. You know, this is just something that I feel led to do. I mean, I should have been doing this a long time ago, but. You know, it's just. I think the more you get to know the Lord, you know this, and the more you walk with Him, the more you realize you got a long way to go. You have so many sins. You have so much sinfulness in you, and when you hang out with Jesus, you recognize that you have some issues. So, that's my resolution for this year. We'll see how it works.
You know, you look at the saints. I think you're dead on, because Saint Padre Pio, for instance, he said, "I'm the worst sinner on the face of the earth." And you hear him say that, and of course, the easy thing for us to think is, yeah, right. But maybe he's right. I mean, maybe he was right. Then the closer you get to the sun, and let me talk about the S-U-N, the more you're going to see the blotches, right, on your skin and your life. And I think the closer you get to Jesus as well, even the littlest of sins, the sins we may not even think about, they become so much more apparent the closer you get to Christ that you recognize those and the need of forgiveness.
Yeah, absolutely. And, John, as somebody who tends to be a worrier or an anxious person by nature, I tend to get wrapped up in my own issues. And that's been a problem for many, many years. But since I've started, originially I turned to the Lord because I needed help. I needed peace in my life. But he's so amazing that when you do have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, what happens is he changes you.
Yeah.
And you start to realize, well, this isn't just about me. Now Lord, I feel you're asking me to do something. So this has been a process that's been ongoing for many years in my life, and it's really cool that it happens this way.
I want to get to your article here from CatholicPhilly.com, Those Problems Are Only Possibilities. I love this sentiment. In fact, I've really been sharing this with people in different missions that I have of the sufferings and struggles. They are opportunities to grow in God's grace, something I think a lot of times we don't see. And as you said, it's easy just to kind of turn in on ourselves with these problems. But how do we? How do we take the difficulties, the struggles, the problems that we have bringing into this new year and that we're going to experience and turn them into possibilities for God?
You know, John, I think the first thing to do is to make it a point, to make it a point to spend some time, excuse me, with the Lord every day in Scripture, in prayer, in the Eucharist. And what I like to do is when I read Scripture every day, I read from the Bible every day, I see these stories of the Lord providing in situations where there appeared to be no hope. And I think, John, the more you look at that, the more you realize that in order for him to work in our lives, there has to be a need. So if I don't feel I have any needs in my life, there's nothing for him to do. But if I have a problem, if I have a situation that looks hopeless, that gives him the opportunity to step into action and really work in my life. This is something that can completely transform your outlook when you realize that, yeah, I've got a big problem in my life, but man, now it's time for the Lord to go to work.
Yeah. And as you say, and you rightfully point this out, this is not just thinking more positively or wishful thinking. That's not what you're talking about here.
Not at all. And sometimes you'll get accused of burying your head in the sand or not being realistic. And I say, wait a minute, open up your Bible and take a look at what my God has done. I mean, he is pretty cool. He has done some amazing things. So, yes, this is not wishful thinking. I call this the ultimate form of realism.
But, Gary, you don't know my problems. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know my difficulties. Maybe someone's thinking right now. What do you say to them?
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't. But all I can say that it is off of personal experience. I have twin daughters who are 22 years old now who were given a 10% chance of being born alive. So I've seen miracles in my life. I've seen a lukewarm Catholic who didn't care about Jesus one bit now working in full-time ministry, and that's me. You know, I've seen miracles in my own life. I've seen miracles in through the pages of Scripture. Give him a chance. Give the Lord a chance to work in your life. You know, John, you know this. The only prayer that's unanswered is the one you don't pray. Every one of us has something today. Let's start the new year by just saying, Lord, fix this for me. I can't do this myself.
You talk about the wedding feast at Cana as well, which is one of my favorite gospel passages.
Yeah, yeah. In order for the Lord to perform the miracle, the wine had to run out. So here we have a disastrous situation, a wedding, no wine. This is the chance for the Lord to step into action at the prompting of our Blessed Mother, of his mom. And look what he did. He performed his first miracle. And John's gospel tells us that when his followers saw this, they believed in him. That's the power of these signs. You know, John, my faith has grown because I have challenged the Lord to come through for me with my situations that looked impossible. I keep a running list of impossible intentions in my life. Those things are just getting blown away. They're getting blown to smithereens because over time, the Lord is coming through, has come through for me in many ways, which I thought there was just no way he could fix.
One of the things I end most of my shows with and other things with is to be confident in Christ's mercy and love.
Oh,
to be confident, right? And I think sometimes we back away from that. Oh, I can't be confident in that. What does it mean to you, Gary, to be confident in God?
It means that I know, well, first of all, I know that he is all-powerful. And I know that he loves me, and I know that he sees everything that I'm going through. So that confidence I have in him is to hear my prayer and to come through at the right time in the best way possible. And John, and this is an ongoing process, I'm gradually developing that confidence is building in me, like to have confidence in him. When I pray, I know that he can do this. I don't always know that he will respond in the way that I would like, but I know that he can do this. And I think that comes from looking at history, looking through the Bible and also looking in our own lives and challenging him. Sometimes, John, I think we're afraid. I think we're afraid to really ask the Lord for what we need. I pray for miraculous healings all the time. If somebody says they have cancer, I'm going for the healing. And you know what? If he chooses to heal in a different way, then I'm okay with that. But sometimes I think we're afraid. I think sometimes we forget who we're dealing with. John, you ever hear of a book called Your God is Too Boring? You ever hear that book?
I think
right?
I have.
I love that title of your book, John, because sometimes our God is too boring or he's too small. This is the God of the universe who created everything out of nothing.
Yeah.
He's somebody to have confidence in, you know?
I think it's specifically of a guy that I played basketball with for a number of years, and he's a Protestant man, and he is so confident in God. I mean, it's just he has got this trust, this unwavering trust. And, you know, when guys come in or maybe there's a struggle or a difficulty, he'll just pray right there with them. I mean, he doesn't care if people are coming in and out. He doesn't care if it's in the lobby of a place. He doesn't care if it's in the middle of a mall. This guy will just put a hand on your shoulder and just begin to pray. And that's what I want, that trust, that surrender, that confidence in faith in God. And I think you're getting out of here. This is a darn good piece that you wrote for Catholic Philly. Friends, you can go to CatholicPhilly.com to look it up. Those problems are only possibilities. Gary Zimak, go to followingthetruth.com. Yeah, there it is.
Got it.
Followingthetruth.com. Do you have any openings for parish mission? In Lent?
I do. I do. Lent's busy, but you know I can always try to squeeze another mission in or two. So I'm open.
Go to followingthetruth.com, friends. I cannot tell you enough. If you work for a parish, if you're a priest listening right now, get Gary to your parish. You will not regret it. I'm confident in him to be able to come to your parish and deliver. Gary Zimak, talk to you soon, brother.
All right, my friend. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. January 3rd, friends. We'll see you on Monday. Deacon Tony, thank you. Father Andrew, would you give us your blessing?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks again, Father. I am John Leonetti, friends. Here we go. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.